The Making of a Royal Romance, William, Kate and Harry, A Look Behind the Palace Walls, by Katie Nicol. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2011 by Katie Nicol. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Weinstein Books, a member of the Perseus Books Group, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Modernization is quite a strong word to use with the monarchy, because it's something that's been around for many hundreds of years. But I think it's important that people feel the monarchy can keep up with them and is relevant to their lives. We are all human, and inevitably mistakes are made. But in the end, there is a great sense of loyalty and dedication among the family, and it rubs off on me. Ever since I was very small, it's something that's been very much impressed on me, in a good way. Prince William on his 21st birthday. It was an unexpected encounter with Prince Harry at the Kensington Roof Gardens in London in April 2003 that lit the torch paper for my career as a royal writer. At the time, I was working as the show business correspondent for the Mail on Sunday, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Prince Harry was enjoying a private party in the VIP room and invited me to join him. He should have been revising for his A-levels. Instead, the prince was drinking vodka Red Bulls and enjoying the company of a group of pretty young girls. Gregarious, vivacious, and most of all normal, I was struck by how warm and charming the handsome young prince was. When I met his brother at a polo match shortly afterwards, I was equally impressed. These are two young men born into extraordinary lives, with no choice but to live under the scrutiny of the public eye.